Great. And Asha, what did you guys see on the developer side? Good year, tough year, uncertainty?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, Britta, as you likely know. I think echoing off of what Lon said, we learned a lot in 2020 and everybody used that. Everyone really, really used that to their benefit. And we saw a little bit of a respite also in 2021 until about Thanksgiving, everybody was really hopeful getting their projects in the ground. We also had an amazing year where we started focusing a lot more on DG, so the distributed solar part of the industry. So we're seeing other developers do that. EDPR joined that group of developers. So, I mean, all in all, we saw an offshore deal start to get done and push forward in the U.S. We saw a lot of DG. We saw projects that were supposed to go in the ground 2020 go in the ground in 2021. So I think Keith Martin mentioned around $20 billion done, if my memory serves me. So, I mean, an exponential year, I think, for the industry.
Yeah, I think in our experience, it was very positive as well. I think, you know, in 2020, from a project financing standpoint, our advice in several situations was kind of, look, if you have a deal, if it's good, if it's market, go do it, right? Like, don't shop it around. Just take the partner, take the bird in hand and do it. And 2021, I think there was a lot more confidence in the project financing markets that counterparties were going to be there, that the tax capacity was there, which was a nice respite from kind of what we saw in 2020. So definitely agree with you guys that way on an uptick and a lot got done. What did you see was new? Asha, I mean, I know you guys have branched into the other kind of sectors of offshore and DG, but what are you seeing kind of in the project financing markets that are new? Are you seeing new entrants?
Yeah, absolutely. I think two things come to mind. The first is something everybody here at the UT Renewable Energy Law Conference will be very well acquainted with, which is the impacts of Uri. So they had, I think, a very lasting, at least from my side of line, I think quite a big impact on financings, on fixed shape PPAs. And that's specifically for, I would say, wind more so than solar. But we are seeing that impact even on solar for some specific banks that really were hit. But the other thing that we were seeing that really changed the market is this deep dive into offshore in the U.S. I think we've gotten very close to financing or having another major deal come through, but the fact that one last year closed is pretty significant and I think will shape the industry forever, right? Because the work being done right now today is going to lay the groundwork for everybody else coming to that point in the next 3 to 4 years.
Great. And Lon, what did you guys see that was new? Have you guys been adapting your structures, moving, you know, different types of investments?
I haven't seen a big change in structures. I think what's been exciting, especially in response, I feel like, you know, maybe 2020, you heard a lot about the dearth of tax equity in the market. So I feel like within the last year or so, you've really started to see a lot more capital in the market. Both, I mean, you could probably talk to this, Britta, on the M&A side, and just there's a lot of sponsor equity out there, a lot of people buying and selling projects, which is good. It's competitive. Valuations are up, right? But then I think in the tax equity market, you're seeing a lot of new players. A lot of large institutions are starting to do their own syndications and bringing in more investors. So really just opening up the pool for more financers, which I think is exciting. It's bringing more money to the space, maybe a little bit more competition, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but still, I think overall, a positive impact.
Yeah, we always say it's good to be tax equity, right? It's a limited group of folks. But we're definitely seeing that grow. I think, especially on the corporate side, a lot of the tech companies are starting to come in and really make meaningful investments. The syndication market has expanded. significantly. So that's great as well.
Britta and Lon, I would love to ask a question based on that. Just because we typically see really, really large tax equities financing the utility scale. Are these new financing parties largely in one space versus the other? And you know, the other thing that we really think about as a developer is there execution risk? Because it takes quite a lot to get there and for new entities to come into the market, learn these structures that are uber complex. So, you know, how are they seeing this tax equity market long term?
Lon, do you want to take a
crack? I'll start. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think there's always going to be an interest in the utility scale. They're big. There's like one thing to underwrite it's easy. But I do think the market is moving more into this DG space. There's more community impact to them when you're thinking about ESG metrics. There's more social impact components to them, which is really positive overall for the industry, I think. And then in terms of, I guess, execution risk, it really kind of depends on your syndicator and your how well they've prepped the investor, how much they've secured the money before deployment, right? Like sort of all those things leading up to closing of the deal, I think are the most important when you are thinking about execution and execution risk ultimately if they're gonna get there.